what's been happening and speak to her spokesman, PR guru Max Clifford. Good afternoon, Max.
Hello, how are you?
First, I'm fine, Max, and a little bit worried about Kerry because obviously a lot of good things have been written about her and some controversial things as well. But the first thing to ask is, how is she?
She's fine. I'm relieved to say that the hospital have told us in the last couple of hours that it's not pre-eclampsia.
Oh, right, good. And what is it exactly that's wrong with her?
It's water retention,
right?
Heavy water retention, and iron deficiencies. She's had a lot of pain over the last two or three weeks. But when the midwife saw her yesterday morning, she said, "This is what it could be. We don't take any chances." So straight off to hospital. I'm glad to say that it isn't that, and it is, you know, high water content, and that's being sorted. She's being treated. We were hoping she was going to come out today, but they said they'd rather that she stayed in another night. So hopefully she'll be coming out tomorrow afternoon, subject to the doctors and everybody being happy.
Right, Max, Kerry's, of course, well-known here on Merseyside in the city of Liverpool for what she's done professionally and personally. She's been in the news, in and out of the news, I think we can fairly say, for different reasons. But she's quite highly respected here. A lot of people are worried about her. Do you think that because she's famous and she's continually in the spotlight for one reason or another, whatever she's doing, that has some way or shape sort of affected her health in this sort of the long term?
Yeah, I mean, of course it does, particularly the really nasty things that have been written by one particular Sunday newspaper. I mean, I think there's been something like 45 articles in the last two or three years. And of course it gets to anybody. I mean, Kerry, as everybody knows, she suffers with bipolar, she suffers with depression.
Yeah.
So she does get flat. I think considering everything, she's been an extremely positive and upbeat person. When you look at the, you know, childhood, the foster homes, the way she was treated, you know, her mum, if you like, in recent times selling stories on her, her so-called best friends all selling stories on her, her mother-in-law selling stories on her. You know, you could think anybody would get a bit down, but considering everything, she's remained incredibly positive, I'm glad to say.
Now, people know you, Max, as a PR guru, pure and simple. But to be as close to someone as Kerry as you are, I suppose you've also got to act as a friend, haven't you, as well, and a confidant?
Well, I think that probably the relationship I've had with most of the people I've worked with over the last 45 years is very much based on that. You know, very simple. I've never had a contract with anybody in my life.
Oh, really?
Which everybody has always said I'm mad, but right from the early days at EMI, when we started out with an unknown band called The Beatles in 62, Motown to Tom Engelbert, Sinatra, Muhammad Ali, all of these people, Simon Cowell, who is now just about the biggest British name in America.
Of course.
I've been looked after for 7 years. Yeah, you become close friends, and it's important, I think, for me, to like someone and actually care about them, right? People say, well, it's all about money, but believe me, it isn't. And, you know, one of the things with Kerry is she's the kind of girl wears her heart on her sleeve. I'm a patron of a children's hospice down here called The Chase. And I'm glad to say a lot of people I represent have been very good to them. But any time there's a kid there that's really going through a bad time, et cetera, Kerry's always the first. No publicity. No one knows, you know. I mean, there's never been anything in Liverpool about this, or in fact anywhere else. But that's the kind of person she is, no matter... you know, things are going bad now. She was supposed to be doing some stuff this week, television. She was supposed to be doing some stuff on radio, meeting with people, a new perfume range we're launching, all these kind of things. But the one thing that she was concerned about was letting down some of the kids at The Chase, where she was hoping to get down this week. Now, that's genuinely the kind of person she is. You read in the papers on Sunday, front page of the News of the World, you know, Mark's been playing away and she's told him, you've got to have a lie detector test. Totally untrue. No truth in that at all. She's never said anything to him. You know, she was with him when he was supposed to have been playing away, so she knows it's nonsense. But it's still hurtful.
We're talking to PR guru and Kerry Katona spokesman Max Clifford here on Drive Time, City Talk 105.9. Max, tell me, how difficult is it when she's had so much negative publicity, when you want to get something in the papers or on TV or on radio that she's done that's positive, like a charity work, how hard is it to get that out into
It's not hard at all.
Into the arena.
If you're a big name, and she is a big name, and if you're popular, and she is, then there's always opportunities in national newspapers. I mean, you know, the coverage in the Daily Mirror today was very sympathetic. Mm. And of course, she has her own column in OK. She has this series now on MTV, which is the biggest series, the biggest success MTV have had in 5-6 years. Well, we can get things across. She can, you know, show the paper and say, this is what they say. Absolute nonsense, etc. So at least Kerry has the chance to stand up for herself. Normally, ordinary people don't. Unless you're rich and famous, it's very difficult to stand up to the worst type of media.
But even though she missed out on the biggest days with Atomic Kitten, I mean, it's fair to say, having heard what you said in the last 30, 40 seconds or so, that she is a very successful celebrity.
Well, book, bestseller.
Yeah.
You know, the Iceland ad, huge success. You know, we're just negotiating for the next year, in spite of one national newspaper.
Oh, really?
She's been dropped. Totally untrue. I'm negotiating right now. She's doing another year. We'll be signing the contract in the next week or two. So, you know, she's learned, if you like, to try to put up with these kinds of things. They're not true. And as I say, in spite of that, you know, business, career, everything else, I mean, in terms of Mark, you know, lots of things have been written. But as someone that spent quite a bit of time with the pair of them, they get on ever so well.
Now, for someone who's had her share of health problems, would it be a fair thing to say that maybe Kerry will be taking it easy after her next baby is born? Will she sort of slow down a wee bit and then just sort of relax a bit more? I think a lot of her fans would like to see that, wouldn't they, Max?
I think that what her fans want is for her to take care of herself. You know, with the best will in the world, Kerry is Kerry. I've been trying to get her to go and, you know, get this business subject more to attention for the last couple of weeks. But eventually she has. You know, sometimes she tries to do too much, and sometimes she does too much. But she's one of these people that, you know, wants to be doing things and likes to be active and enjoys. I mean, let's face it, you know, there's some lovely things. She lives in a lovely home. She has a very, very good and nice lifestyle. She, you know, she's very happy with Mark and has been for a long time now, probably the happiest I've seen her in years. There's lots of pluses.
And she's obviously very happy with you, Max, because the name of the baby, tell us about that.
Yeah, well...
You must be chuffed.
It's of course I am. It's her first little boy. I mean, she's got three girls, and she's a great little mum, in spite of, again, some of the things that have been written by so-called friends, and, of course, for money. When they were looking at names, her and Mark, and, you know, they're down here with Joe, my partner, and myself, over dinner one night, and they said, well, you know, we can't think of any good names, but maybe we're calling him Max.
Tremendous.
So, but, I mean, of course, I mean, it's lovely. And, you know, as everybody knows, you know, I think the world of her. I mean, we don't all always agree on lots of things.
Sure.
But she knows I'm only going to tell her what I think is right, and hopefully what's in her best interest.
Well, I think negative publicity is because of jealousy from a lot of people. Max, will you give her our love and give her our best wishes for the new baby as well, and to yourself, sir? Thank you for coming on the show.
I certainly will, and thanks very much. Nice to talk to you.
That's Max Clifford, PR guru and Kerry Katona's spokesman, giving us the very latest, of course, on Kerry, and fingers crossed, looks like everything is A-OK. It's bang on 4:30 on City Talk Drive Time.